Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Jesse's out on the road. I have a very special guest, Barbara McWiggin, who's got a new show here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio called Fight for Life. Barbara, welcome. I see you there on my screen.
Hey, it's wonderful to be here. I'm thrilled.
Well, I'm thrilled too, Barbara, because you and I go back, 30, 40 years and fighting for life. And, I have a saying, I say, let's meddle to the pedal when it comes to defending life. Let's go all forces. And I'm so excited that you're in a position to come to Virgin Most Powerful once a week on Tuesdays, right after the Bishop Strickland Hour to give your show. And I know you're going to be interviewing lots of good pro-life people and inspiring people to fall deeper in love with Jesus and his church through standing up for life. Well, Barbara, before we get into the work that you've been doing and how you're helping, people understand that life is sacred, for those who don't know you, I mean, I've known you for 30, 40 years. I've seen you on EWTN radio for years. We've done interviews together. We've gone to pro-life events together. But for those who don't know who you are, can you give a little background, please?
I would be happy to. Well, first of all, I was born and raised in Delhi Hills, which is a suburb of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
And the firstborn of Gene and Jim Thornberry, and they were quintessential parents. My life was just, it couldn't have been more beautiful as a child. It really couldn't.
Right.
They were, Mom and I prayed many rosaries together, because after I was born, my mom had five boys. And so we were praying to the Blessed Mother so hard so that we could get a baby sister for me. But I thought it got to the point after five boys and we prayed all that time that I thought the Blessed Mother didn't do baby sisters.
That's cute.
So on the next Christmas day,
yes,
the Blessed Mother gave me a real live Christmas doll. Mom had Mary Carol, we named her.
That's wonderful.
And she is still one of the most precious people in the world to me.
Great.
And then my mom and dad were thrilled that they were having girls now, right?
Yeah.
So they gave me four more sisters and a baby brother.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Is that an incredible story, folks? I love it. I got that sense of humor.
So I'm the oldest of 11 children.
That's awesome.
And I can say from plenty of personal experience, really, Terry, that the greatest gift that parents can give to their children is a brother and sister, and as many as God wills, right?
Yes.
The responsibility that you get, the reliability, the confidence that you have, and as the oldest, maybe too much.
Yeah.
Really, all the virtues will become second nature, whether your goal was to grow in virtue or not. With brothers and sisters, you will. And so then they moved to California, yeah, when I was a junior in college at Mount St. Joseph, mm-hmm, also in Delhi Hills. And I watched my 10 brothers. Yeah, at that point, it would have been 10 brothers and sisters and my mom and dad get on a plane. And because I had to finish up my semester,
sure,
at Mount St. Joseph. And so that's when it was, I missed them very much. Mm-hmm. But then when my semester was finished, I got on the plane to paradise, where I thought I was going.
California, huh?
California, here I go,
here I come.
And so that was a wonderful experience. And I'm trying to cut this down
The bottom line, Barbara, is you were very blessed by a good, holy family. You learned the faith. You had the fundamentals. And then I just want to ask, how in the world, I mean, it's almost 40 years ago, you gave your first pro-life talk. How did that germinate?
The first pro-life talk. Okay, well, I was teaching the confirmation class,
mm-hmm,
and being a kid, the oldest kid, right?
Yes.
You pretty much can relate to every age group.
Oh, yeah.
So I couldn't wait to get to the teenage group, and that's why I wanted to teach confirmation. And it turned out that it was a very successful thing, but I tried to weasel out of it.
Oh, no.
And I said, once I knew that abortion was wrong, Terry, sure, but I didn't really know Why? And all the whys and wherefores to abortion. I had no idea. And when people were telling me, well, what about rape? What about incest? You know, that was such a big thing when I first started, you know, yeah. Well, it's always a big thing, but I mean, you know, I just had difficulty. So I needed to be formed. I needed to be formed in all this. And, that's when, I was able to, because I was asked by my director of the CCD at that time, that was what it was called. She said, would you tell all of the parents of the CCD candidates and all of their sponsors, this was 250 people.
Wow.
Give them a really comprehensive talk on abortion.
Oh boy, that's a tall order.
So I read a wonderful book, and the name escapes me right now. The Holocaust, I think it was called, and it was written by a wonderful priest. Mm-hmm. It'll come to me. The Holy Spirit takes me a little while longer these days to come up with the name.
But that was almost 40 years ago.
I mean,
I'm giving you a break,
that's
girl.
Classified information, okay? So anyway, I said, Lord, I can't do this. Uh-huh. I said, I will cry. I will get up there and I will cry in front of 250 people, because now what I know about abortion,
yes,
it is the worst thing in the entire world.
Amen.
And so I said, Lord, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I'm tomorrow going to tell my director that I don't think that you really want me to do this, Lord, because you know that I will cry, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it turned out that I said, I just want to get my head together, get it out of this abortion stuff. And I don't want to, you know, be an idiot up there and not be being coherent and really good about what I was teaching. And so it turns out that I said, but I hate to offend you, Lord. I would do anything not to offend you.
Yeah.
So if you really want me to do this, please give me a sign. Okay, so then I went upstairs. All the kids were in bed. My husband was out of town. And it turns out that my sign, and I believe to ask for signs is pretty wimpy because, I'm no wimp, but I believe it's wimpy to always ask for signs. And so I began to ask for a sign. And sure enough, when I went up to bed, St. Anthony Messenger magazine, little magazine,
sure.
Little periodical magazine was sitting by my bed. We had just seen the movie On Golden Pond
with
Henry Fonda and Katharine Hepburn, remember?
Right. Yep.
And on the cover of the magazine were the words, an open letter to Katharine Hepburn. And I thought, okay, this gets me totally out of this because I'm getting so depressed and I'm not a depressed person. And this is awful for me. And so it turns out that the letter was written by a priest, but he called himself Padre, Dear Padre. He answered all the questions about Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did was he received in his mailbox a mass mailing, a computerized letter from Catherine, who wrote under the auspices of Planned Parenthood.
Oh, my goodness.
And she said, these religious fanatics are shoving their moral views on abortion down the throats of the people in this country. This is a vital issue, she said. Please send all the money you can to Planned Parenthood.
Wow.
And we have to stop these religious fanatics. So the dear Padre said, Catherine, you referred to religious fanatics. You talked about this being a vital issue. You are so right, of life. He said, I'm not going to respond to you with any Bible quotes or papal encyclicals or pastoral letters. All I want to talk to you about is the pain that we know that unborn children feel. Mm-hmm. In abortion. At that time, we were taught about, in the science of fetology,
yes,
that the cortex of the brain did not have to be developed in order for an unborn baby to feel pain.
Mm-hmm.
The nociceptors on the skin would deliver pain to these little children.
Horrible.
And then he talked about the saline abortion, where you're burning off the top layer of skin and all this. I mean, it was just really so upsetting. And I said, Lord, I didn't know all this. I'm in. I will do whatever you ask me to do. Mm-hmm. I want to get the pro-life message out there everywhere mm-hmm. I can. And so that was my first experience. I gave the talk.
Unbelievable. Barbara, let me interrupt you. We're a minute from a commercial. I just want to say this should motivate other people to get involved in the pro-life movement. And whether it's 40 Days for Life or Human Life International, there's so many good organizations, or even starting one at your local parish. This show that she's going to be starting on the 9th of November, right after the Bishop Strickland Hour, will give you stories and tools how to fight for life. And Barbara, I didn't hear this story before. I had forgotten it if you'd given it to me before, but it's really touching. But it shows how committed you've been. I mean, for almost 40 years, you've been proclaiming the defense of life. And when we come back from the break, I want to know more about the work from that one talk. What went on after that? Also, I just have to make a quick note about Planned Parenthood. Tonight at the Loyola Marymount University, they're doing a fundraiser. I hate to have to even say this, for Planned Parenthood. And we've got our people down there protesting from Virgin Most Powerful Radio. I'd like you to call the president of Loyola Marymount and let him know that this is unacceptable. That number is 310, area code 338-2775. Yes, we're activists. You know why? The little children need someone to speak for them. And that's us here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. I'm interviewing Barbara McWiggin. She's got a new show coming on November 9th called Fight for Life. You want to hear it right after Bishop Strickland Hour. We'll be right back with more to inspire you to fall deeper in love with Jesus.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Actually, it's Barbara McWiggin, our latest program called Fight for Life. It's starting on the 9th of November, right after Bishop Fulton, Bishop Strickland's show. And Barbara was in the middle of sharing with us how she got involved almost 40 years ago in the pro-life movement, and she's going to be having a brand new show to help others get involved in this fight for life, because it is the most important thing we can be doing is to protect the unborn babies. And I think that some of the people who have mentored Barbara McWiggin, like Father Paul Marks and others, really have been very valuable, and she's now can pass that baton on to other pro-lifers. And so, Barbara, you were sharing with us how you said, look, you didn't want to let our Lord down. You gave your first pro-life talk, I think 1983, in front of parents and confirmation kids. What happened after that?
I started to have presentations all over the place.
Wow.
And I joined the Speakers Bureau.
Yes.
And this was for the Life Center that, uh-huh. you know, was in Orange County.
Good.
And I was very excited to get out there. And because I had been reading all the newsletters from Father Paul Mark.
Yes.
What a great man. I was learning all about every issue under the pro-life umbrella. So I was also learning yes. that contraception is the gateway to yes. abortion.
Oh,
that the contraceptive mentality says, I will prevent birth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just taken to a further extent in abortion where it says, I will prevent birth at all costs.
Right.
And so this was part of my talk when I went out to give talks, right?
Awesome.
Well,
I've got to tell us the story. Here, come, put your seatbelts on, folks. This is a good one. Go ahead, Barb.
Well, I don't want to seem like I'm casting a shadow on the board of directors for the Speakers Bureau.
Yeah.
But after they were all there, when I gave a talk for all the life centers, including the board of directors, I received a call the very next day.
Yes.
And, they were very sincere.
Sure.
These pastors were very sincere. They worked hard to speak against abortion, but they didn't touch contraception or sterilization.
Yeah, they didn't get that. Mm-mm.
They just hadn't been formed in that yet, yeah, right?
Sure.
So, and they were very sincere, but you know, Terry, we know that sincerity
is wrong.
Not an indicator of truth.
Yeah, right? I get it. Yeah, sincerely wrong isn't
okay. We can be sincere, and we can all think of the time when we were sincerely
absolutely,
wrong, for Pete's sake,
absolutely.
Right? So when he called me up, the mm-hmm. head of the board of directors, the very next day, mm-hmm. He told me that, I want to get his exact words. He said, I heard that you were giving talks. I heard your talk the other night, and he said that the Holy Spirit inspires certain people to use contraception, Barbara, and to get sterilized, Barbara.
Oh my God.
And that I had an agenda, he told me, along with my desire to speak against abortion, and they did not want to be part of that agenda.
Wow.
So what did I do? I cried and cried.
I bet you did. That was like taking the rug out of your feet.
Well, already, you know, I wasn't used to all the persecution. Now I am. I say, bring it now.
Yeah, exactly.
But that you're was just one of my first talks, yeah. right? And so I called up Father Erwin Bauer. He was my spiritual mm-hmm. director at that time, a beautiful Catholic priest at mm-hmm. St. Edward's mm-hmm. in Dana Point. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know who Father Marx is, right? And I said, of course, I get his newsletters every single month, you know. And he said, you call him up and you just tell him what happened to you. And so I did. Yeah. I thought, well, he'll think this is a crazy blonde. I mean, who is, what does she think she knows, right?
Crazy blonde, I love it. Yeah.
I've been called all kinds.
I bet you have, Barb.
Oh, please. So, anyway, he said, will you please go to all the English-speaking countries for Human Life International? Will you please?
Wow.
And so now my children, my girls were all in high school. My son was playing basketball for Mater Dei. He was a great basketball player, so he was immersed in basketball. And so I said yes, and that I would do that. And But here's what I want to finish on that last with the pastor who fired me. Some months later, I was called, and when I heard his voice, my heart just stopped because I thought, oh, come Holy Spirit, because I don't know what more I can say to him but the truth, mm-hmm. right? And the truth will set you free. It doesn't Amen. Always make you a lot of friends, but it will definitely set you free. And so he said to me this time, and I'm going to quote him exactly, Barbara, I just couldn't understand how you could speak so eloquently against abortion and then begin to lie about contraception and sterilization.
Wow.
So I began to pray and was guided by the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. to study why the Catholic Church teaches what she does
right
on the subject.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's like St. Augustine said, to avoid evil because it is evil is good, but to understand why it is evil is better.
Amen.
Because then you're taking on the mind of God and its rationality and reasonableness, right?
Yep.
So he said, you were unjustly fired. I owe you an apology, Barbara. I was wrong. Now, I've never heard from him again. I don't even remember his name.
Didn't your jaw just drop? Like, I can't believe he's saying this.
I just said, praise God,
right?
Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit. See, he works even when we get the most controversy, you know. They put their heads on their pillow at night, and the Holy Spirit works in the silence.
That's a good way of saying it. Yes.
So I was so thrilled about that. And then I got a little bit. I want to read you something.
Tell us.
Father Paul Marx.
Oh, he's one of my heroes.
And I gave this from there on out to every single presentation I've ever given anywhere.
Yeah.
And hundreds and hundreds of them.
Sure.
He said, because this is what people bring up. Why are you such a one-sided person? Why is that all you want to talk about? Yeah. What's wrong with you? You're obsessed, right?
Yeah, I've had it. Yep.
And so Father Mark said, America has serious problems of poverty, discrimination, and homelessness, but no Americans are poorer or more discriminated against or more homeless than the aborted baby.
Amen.
Nameless, helpless, defenseless, penniless, naked, abandoned by their own parents, forced out of their uterine homes, forsaken by society, stripped of all legal rights, labeled as humans.
Yes.
Denied sacramental baptism. Oh. Denied their last rites. Denied anesthesia. Tortured, murdered, cannibalized for their organs. Mm-hmm. Denied decent burials, cremated or discarded with the trash, and then totally forgotten.
Well, you know, that statement should get all of us like, how can I help? Sign me up. I want to protect the most innocent human beings on the planet. And I think that's what Father Mark did in his life. I mean, he touched so many souls to get motivated to stand up for life. Barbara, you also went to a lot of HLI conferences because I saw you there as a speaker. And so Father Mark really put you to work for life regarding defending life. Is that a fair statement?
That's a really fair statement.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I went all over the English.
You did.
Well, but the beauty of it, I could take my kids a lot of times.
Awesome.
The older ones. Mm-hmm. You know, and the basketball player, no, he was one. Well, he went to England with me a few times.
Yeah.
But it gave them, here's the beautiful thing that I wasn't really expecting of God.
Yeah.
You should always have the highest expectations of God, really. The very highest. He's so much higher than we could possibly be. And my children are all dyed in the wool Catholics and dyed in the wool pro life.
Praise God.
And that was something that was an extra thing that happened to me, you know, that I just thought, oh, that's just really a beautiful thing. And so he would send me to different places in high schools, would be calling on me all over.
I've
been all over Canada, all over the United States, England, Ireland, you know, all over the place, Australia, New Zealand. And then I went to Mexico City to give a talk to their bishop there and to all the seminarians and priests in the diocese.
Awesome.
And that was really beautiful. I was called to do things that I never thought would happen.
And Barbara, let me just jump in and tell our listeners that this is the richness you're going to get when you listen to Barbara McQuiggan on her new show here at Virgin Most Powerful called Fight for Life. She's going to give you storytelling that you will never forget and also inspire you. How many of you want to stand up for life? Raise your hand unless you're driving right now. Of course you do. But you need the tools to be able to do that. And with 40 years of experience, 25 years of experience on EWTN radio, now she's here on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. She is going to be interviewing the top people. And we had Father Paul Martin, we had Father Frank Pavone on yesterday. But Barb, you've got contacts throughout the world where they're going to call into your show and talk about different aspects of life and issues like that, and also give people tools to fight the fight in a way that is very Catholic, you know. And I think what you said about contraception is so important that many of us, even inside the church, have forgotten that that is the gateway to abortion. And so I appreciate that. Before we take a quick break, I want to give another good news story. Stand up for life. Hey, yeah, North Carolina is standing up for life. They're launching a process to eventually outlaw abortion in North Carolina. Now, why is all this happening? You got Texas with the heartbeat law, because people like Barbara and you, our listener, are standing up for life and saying, look, I'm going to vote pro-life. I'm going to stand up for life. I'm going to give people options where they can, you know, have adoptions for these babies. I'm going to tell my legislators that, look, I'm not going to vote for you unless you're pro-life. And so we see all kinds of good things happening. One more little good news story, Barb, and I know this will make you smile. A premature baby was born at 28 weeks. She was so tiny that even doll clothes didn't fit her. Now, why do I bring this up, Barb? Because that baby at that age is being aborted around the world right now.
Yes.
And it's life. And the thing about it is, if we don't get out there and stand up, if good people do nothing, then evil will abound. And I always quote one of the great holy fathers, Barb, Saint Pope Felix III. He said, not to oppose error is to approve it. So if you, me, Barb, and if we're not opposing abortion, then we are approving it. And he said, and not to defend the truth is to suppress it. He says, and indeed, to neglect the confound evil men when we can do it is no less a sin than to encourage them. I apply that to especially the pro-life movement. We have to get involved. And I think the show that begins the 9th of November, right after Bishop Strickland's hour here on Virgin Most Powerful, folks, you'll want to hear it. And now the best way to hear it, if it's not on your AM station yet, go to vmpr.org, download the free app. You can be in Australia, you can be anywhere in the world and listen to her shows. And podcasts will be available on the website, vmpr.org. When we come back, I want to ask Barbara some more questions about some stories of how the pro-life movement has touched souls to fall deeper in love with the pro-life movement, because I want everyone pro-life, don't you? Stay with us, family. We'll be Amen. Right back.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. This is a special show with Barbara McWiggin, who's just joined Virgin Most Powerful Radio. She's got 20-some years of radio experience with EWTN. Now she's joining us. She has her first show on the 9th of November, right after Bishop Strickland Hour. She's been sharing with us, just if you just tuned in, this is a woman who for almost 40 years have been fighting for life. She worked along with one of my favorite heroes, Father Paul Marx, who I'd worked with him for, oh man, he was like, you know, he says jump and I say how high, Father. The guy was an amazing priest. And Barb, you're sharing with us how, you know, you've spent years now going all over the English-speaking world, over to England, Ireland, all over the world, Australia, New Zealand, all over, talking about the defense of life. And now you're here, you're Virgin Most Powerful, starting your radio show. Can you share with us here, our listeners right now, some of the beautiful things that have happened to you proclaiming this wonderful teaching, like the one you told earlier? If you missed it, folks, you can hear it on the webs, on the podcast, about a Protestant group that just didn't understand contraception. And then, thanks be to God, through the Holy Spirit, that individual group found out that, hey, the Catholics have it right. Can you share more stories with us like that?
Sure. Well, I was up in Canada.
Yes.
On the west side at Saskatchewan.
Oh, yeah.
And I was doing a little tour of different high schools. So this was like my second or third one of the day. I can't remember now. So I was exhausted right
now.
So jet lagged. Everywhere I went, I was just about exhausted, you know. But here's the thing. The minute you get behind the podium.
Oh, it all comes together.
Yeah. The Holy Spirit just flashes at you and yep. you're on, right?
Yep. That's
and so I walked up to the podium and there was a young man, probably a freshman or sophomore. I don't think he was any older than that, but his name was Josie and he was in a wheelchair with cerebral palsy.
Oh, God bless him.
And I walked right up to him because he was right at the bottom of my podium.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my hand out and he had a really effort, right, to grab my hand. But when he grabbed it, it was really, really tightly grabbed.
Wow.
And I shook his hand and I said, what a man you are. You know, because he could shake my hand.
Yeah,
you know, that's
shake.
What you teach your kids, right?
Exactly. Of course.
That is
did.
A man shake, right?
Yes.
Eye contact, shake hands mm-hmm. and everything. Okay. So I always start out with the pro-life principles. If you don't have the principles, you can't build on everything else. So
that's
that
right.
was the point, that all life is a gift.
Yes.
No one asked to be born. God asked Amen. You to be born.
Amen.
And, you know, the whole idea of life is sacred because we came from God and we're going back to God. St. Augustine said, because of our origin and our destiny, we are made in the image and likeness of God
mm-hmm.
for a reason, for a purpose. We have a mission.
Yep.
And so up in the top of the auditorium, and this was the whole high school. It was a huge place.
Mm-hmm.
And in the top of the auditorium, someone yelled out when I was talking about every life is unique, distinct, and unrepeatable, made in the image and likeness of God for a purpose. And he goes, what about the bomb?
Really?
And the whole school cracked up laughing.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole school. And I'm going, dear God, help me now because I don't know exactly how I'm going to handle this.
Yeah.
I didn't know if he was going to continue it. I said, well, first of all, I certainly would not call a child of God a bum, you know? Okay. Possibly he's had some serious problems, maybe addictions, who knows? Maybe he lost his job. I mean, there are many reasons.
Sure.
And he's a child of God and a temple of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So I would never call him a bum. And I said, you know what? Here's the thing. God is permitting this for him to work it out, to get everything worked out like he does for all of us. But he relies on us, those who are not homeless.
Mm-hmm.
He relies on us. And I said, if you don't reach out to him or to her, you may never touch the face of God.
Right.
So that's his job in life, is helping us at that moment in time. That's not to say he's always going to be homeless, but at that moment in time, he's calling us to, you know, do that. I said, I got a little bit like, oh, this is good, Lord. Thank you so much for giving me this. Josie, down in the wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, who in here wants to tell me that Josie, because he's in a wheelchair.
Wow.
Who in here is going to tell me that his life is not unique, distinct, and unrepeatable, made in the image and likeness of God for a purpose?
Great question.
And suddenly everyone was quiet.
I bet.
Big auditorium.
I bet.
And suddenly, now you'll have to pardon my Gaelic here, but this is exactly how it went. Suddenly, Josie raised his little crippled arm and hand, and he made a fist
yes.
with his hand, and he goes, you damn right.
I love it.
But here's the thing. Yeah. After that happened, everybody in the whole auditorium stood up in their chairs and threw their hand and their fist out and said,
Oh, that is hilarious. You got it. That now I can picture all that. Can you folks, can you picture that happening? Yeah. Stand up for life. I love it.
And then there was talking about someone like Josie mm-hmm. with, a disability. And we all have disabilities,
oh, every
for
one
Pete's
of
sake.
Us.
You don't pinhole anyone for a disability.
No.
We all do them. You know, I used to hate the word retarded. I hate the word retarded. And they don't use it that much anymore. And I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah.
Because if ever they said that to me, but, you know, he's retarded. I would say we're all retarded then. Some of us know it and some of us don't.
There you go.
And because you gotta, but you see, you have to meet them at their level,
that's
the
right.
teenagers.
That's
you have to talk to them like
yep.
how they respect it or how they want to hear it. And that reminds me of Topeka, Kansas.
What happened in Topeka?
In Topeka, Kansas. And this was a huge, I was 2 days, I give full day retreats or used to mm-hmm. called God's Plan for Love and Life.
Mm-hmm.
And first, the whole first morning we talk about life.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second part, we talk about love. And they say, why do you go to chastity last instead of life last? And I said, because it makes a lot more sense to be chaste when you see the sanctity and dignity of every human life, right?
Amen.
So anyway, I'm in this big auditorium once again, and I showed a movie just to show what abortion looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And in high school, I didn't need to get permission to show the movie. I would say that I was going to show it, and they see all kinds of things. So it wasn't. In the eighth grade, I always got the parents' permission the night before. I told them everything that I was going to say. Some of the parents agreed with me, some didn't.
Yeah.
But it turned out that after I did the first class, the first morning, the teacher came up to me in the back of the room and she said, you will not be showing this movie again.
Hmm.
And I saw the chaplain. I think the teacher spoke to him before she came to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was pacing in the back of the room. And I thought, dear God, please. I'm always praying in my head. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
of course.
Give him courage, give him strength, and help me because I want to be polite. I need to defer to her if that's the case. And so the priest walked up and he said, Miss whatever her name was, he said, if you don't want to bring your classes, don't bring your classes. But I hear confessions in this school.
Wow.
and Barbara McGuigan is going to continue.
I love it. What a great priest. Oh, I love that story.
I know. Yeah. I was so grateful.
That's awesome.
Well, the next morning, then I had the juniors and seniors, right?
Yes.
And so one of the moms came. She was a mother of many. She had lots of kids. Mm-hmm. And she came up to me and she said, Barbara, I saw that you were treated very unfairly yesterday. She just saw the teacher and talking to me, and she was very upset, right? And I listened to her.
Yeah.
And the mother said, last night, when I was saying my rosary, Barbara, I asked the Blessed Mother point blank, would you have shown that movie to the freshmen and sophomores?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Barbara, I wasn't hearing anything, but the next thought that was on my mind was the Blessed Mother saying to me, I showed the children of Fatima what hell looked like.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked at her and I said, you know what? That's what abortion is, a little slice of hell.
Yep.
So that was a beautiful thing.
That's a great story. Great story.
Oh,
Barb,
yeah.
I want to remind everybody, we're doing this interview because on the 9th of November, you're going to start your first show here at Virgin Most Powerful at 1 o'clock. That follows Bishop Strickland's hour. And every Tuesday at 1 o'clock, you'll be giving people an hour of what we call fight for life. And we need that so much right now. We seem to be making progress in our country because we've got the Supreme Court coming up in December on the heartbeat law. And, you know, more of us seem to be standing up. And it actually, we had good news last week in Virginia with the elections. People are voting more pro-life. So that's a good sign that we can stand up for life. But in the coming years, it seems to me this is really critical. Father Frank Pavone was on yesterday showing that at the midterms and also just getting people in a pro-life mindset. We are on a wave. It seems like the young people are getting that message. And I think your show is going to add to that wave of young people to be more pro-life and to stand up for life. The name of the show, Fight for Life, it begins on the 11th, excuse me, on November 9th at 1 o'clock right after Bishop Strickland's hour. When we come back, I want to ask Barbara more about what she's going to do with the kind of people she's going to be interviewing and what the format will be so that you will be ready to listen to her show starting the, I should say, the 9th of November, which is a Tuesday, at 1 o'clock right after Bishop Strickland's hour. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. Jesse's out of town. Barbara McGuigan is my guest because she's got a new show starting Tuesday right after the Bishop Strickland, or you won't want to miss it, called Fight for Life. We'll be right back, family. Stay with us on the Terry and Jesse Show.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back. That's right. Jesse will be back on Monday. Barbara McGuigan is my guest. She's got a brand new show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio starting November 9th. That's a Tuesday at 1 o'clock. That's right after Bishop Joseph Strickland's hour. Also, the Bible with the Barbers will begin right after this segment. And what's kind of neat about the Bible with the Barbers, we're going to be talking about a topic. Every week we have a topic that deals with the Bible. What does the Bible have to say? What does the Bible have to say about mercy and how it comes with repentance? And we'll give you some good scripture verses on that. But Barbara, your show starts next week. Can you tell our listeners a little bit what to expect from your show, what you're going to be doing?
Well, I'm going to be interviewing all people that, you know, of every walk in life. You know, they're not necessarily all priests or all bishops, which right. That's a wonderful thing if you can, if they're not too busy right. to come on. You're always so grateful. But people from all walks of life, authors of books,
mm-hmm.
like we'll be I guess Father Sebastian.
He's great, air Norbertine.
Father, great Norbertine priest, yeah. Father Sebastian Walsh. And yesterday was about vaccines, right?
Yes,
that will come up after that. And that is Debbie Vintage. So that's
expert
a great thing.
That, yeah.
You know, I'm always being asked, Terry, why am I so excited about Catholic radio?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You know, and honestly, I believe it is so critically important because what can we do on Catholic radio? We can change hearts and minds because that's what it's going to take. See, that's what it's going to take. Education, you know. After, as you said, of being on radio for almost 20 years now, what I've seen, and this is just a couple things that I've seen, people will call in, and I would receive so many different emails, but what they heard was what they needed to hear. That would be the first thing that they would say.
Awesome.
I needed to hear what you said.
Yeah.
And at one point, one person was the director of one of the largest abortion clinics in Texas.
Wow.
There's a book written about her. And she was listening to me say, one day, we are all going to have to stand before God and give an account
Amen.
Of our life.
Amen.
That's theology, right?
Yep. Exit interview.
Yes, and I. Right. And so I said, and what if he asks us, what did you do to stop my babies from being slaughtered in the womb?
Yeah, great question.
Well, this dear lady who was running the Planned Parenthood abortion clinic had to pull her car over, and she cried and cried. She went home to her husband and said, I cannot do this anymore.
Yes.
Now think of all the babies that will be saved just from her leaving.
That's right.
The killing center, right?
Yep.
I mean, when you think about it, and a lot of times, you know, they didn't hear the pro-life principles. They don't know what they need to know first.
That's right.
Before they move on.
Yes.
And so, remembered I didn't say about Josie.
Yes.
After everything was over and the auditorium was all cleaned out, you know, Josie rolled his little wheelchair up to me.
And what did he say?
And he called me Barbara, which I thought was kind of cute because normally it's Miss McGiggin or, you know. He said, Barbara, I want to thank you for what you did for me today. I said, oh, Josie, that wasn't me. God did that for you today.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no one in my high school has ever clapped for me. He said, I just think this is too amazing, Barbara. And I said, you should be clapped for every single day. You are special. You are a unique person, and we need you here. We are happy that you exist, Josie. He said, Barbara, I can't wait to go home and tell my mother.
Oh, that's beautiful.
What happened to me? Then I started crying with him, you know.
Of course you're going to cry.
It just really got to me. So, you know how it is. We're a mother. I'm a mother lion.
Absolutely. And Barb, this show that you're starting, that you start on the 9th of November at 1 o'clock, right after Bishop Strickland's hour. I want to remind everybody, if they can't get it on their AM or FM station yet, because we're going to try and persuade other great Catholic stations to pick her show up, but you can always go to vmpr.org and get the download on your phone for an app so you can listen to the show anywhere in the world. We got a few minutes left, Barb. I want to ask you, for those people who are, you know, wanting to protect the unborn, what else will they get from you? Are you going to give them some tools, some ideas on how to protect the innocent through, you know, maybe your Catholic faith? Are you going to give them experiences from your own life on how to protect unborn life in whether it's the schools or at home or your family? Because, I mean, most of the people listening, they want their children to be just like your kids, pro-life. Are you going to address those issues, how to keep your family pro-life?
Oh, absolutely. Because it's really up to the parents. If you are magnanimous parents,
yeah,
you will have magnanimous kids.
Absolutely.
You know? And this was something, like I said, I wasn't expecting this. I didn't realize how hardcore pro-lifers they would be.
Good.
And they still are. And it's just so wonderful. The kids have to know, and I believe this with all my heart, if they don't know why, all the whys, why abortion is wrong.
Yeah.
And in time, when they're ready for this information, sure, why contraception also aborts, mm-hmm, when you're talking about that. If they don't know why same-sex marriage is wrong, if they don't understand the whole transgender gender situation, you know, or critical race theory, that's another thing that's being brought up now.
Oh, yeah.
If they don't know the truth about all these things, they are being ripped off.
Yes. Well said. Well said.
And I mean, they're like sheep that don't know who to follow,
yeah,
right? So they sometimes get caught up with the adversary.
Yes. And you know, Barb, what I love about you for over the years, and I want to endorse her, not just because she's on Virgin Most Powerful Radio, but I've watched her for decades stand up for life. And I believe our listeners are going to get valuable tools to stand up for life and have your children become pro-life for life. Because, you know, a commitment, that's what young people are looking for, someone who's not a phony, okay? And I believe that what you've done for decades has inspired many people to be pro-life and to be pro-family and to be pro-God, because that's what we do here at Virgin Most Powerful, and that's why you fit so well with us. And again, not to belong the point, November 9th, Tuesday, 1 o'clock, tune in to her first show. It'll be on every Tuesday here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Get the free app by going to vmpr.org, and you can listen to all of her shows. There'll be podcasts up there on the website. And I think that this fits a real big need of Virgin Most Powerful, because we're always talking about the unborn. We're always saying it's important to stand up for life. Well, now we have one of the best pro-life speakers in the country taking you each week and taking you to school on this life issue. So, Barb, any final thoughts before we have to finish?
Well, we all know that the culture of death is ignorant and arrogant,
right,
enough to rebel against the very framework, mm-hmm, set by Almighty God Himself.
Right.
Now, God love them. We need to reach them in every possible way that we can with the truth.
Amen.
And, you know, I love this quote, ignorance will always have its innings, but it always loses in the ninth. Why? Because wisdom, chapter 7, verse 30, my wisdom is more splendid than the sun. It outshines all constellations. Compared with daylight, it takes first place in your life. For daylight in your heart must yield to night.
Yes.
Over the light of my wisdom, no evil can triumph.
Well said, Barb. Barb, we got a minute. That quote you gave from Father Paul Marx, could you end with that quote? Because that really, if you still have it on your fingertips.
Oh, I do. I will.
That is a powerful quote. We've got about a minute here, and I want to leave people with, because Father Marx has motivated you and others really stand up for life, and it's a great quote.
Okay. America has serious problems of poverty, discrimination, and homelessness, but no Americans are poorer or more discriminated against, mm-hmm, or more homeless than the aborted babies. Nameless, helpless, defenseless, penniless, naked, abandoned by their own parents, forced out of their uterine homes, forsaken by society, stripped of all legal rights, labeled as subhumans, denied sacramental baptism, denied their last rites, denied anesthesia, tortured, murdered, cannibalized for their organs, denied decent burials, cremated or discarded with the trash, and then totally forgotten.
Wow. That's a powerful statement. That's why we need to stand up for life. And every Tuesday at 1 o'clock here on Virgin Most Powerful, listen to Barbara McWiggin on that. And you know, Barb, I hate to have to make a commercial about LMU, the Loyola Marymount University here in Los Angeles. But here again, sometimes we have to call our leaders to fidelity to Christ and his teachings. And this is an example. They're having a fundraiser, a Catholic university for Planned Parenthood, who's public enemy number one when it comes to pro-lifers. And so I want to encourage people to call the President Snyder. His phone number is 310 area code 338-2775. I'll repeat that number because it's important to let them know that this is against our Catholic faith. Stand up for life, because you're going to actually help this man as the president of a university to do the right thing. But, and do, be polite about it too, my friends. Phone number is 310 area 338-2775, and ask him to stop the fundraising for Planned Parenthood on a Catholic university. It's kind of shocking we have to say that, but this is what we have to do. Stand up for life in season and out. And even sometimes in our church, some of the priests, some of the people in the church are uneducated for whatever reason. I don't want to get into the reasons. The bottom line is you need to persuade them with love for your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his church, and show them the beauty of the life teachings from our Catholic faith, which is what we call perennial teachings of the church. I hear the music, Barbara. We did it. 1 hour. This was a great interview. I'm excited about your show starting on November 9th, right after Bishop Strickland's hour. Barb, thank you for saying yes to Jesus again through Mary.
And thank you,
sharing, too. Sharing the gospel of life with our listeners every single Tuesday is very, very special here. Folks, I want to remind you also that Spiritual Warfare Conference is coming up with Father Chad Ripperker. Go to our website, vmpr.org. Sign up, because we've got like 400 people already signed up. We can hold maybe a little bit more. So sign up. That way you can get in, vmpr.org. And may God richly bless all of you. And I really want to encourage you to pay attention. On next Tuesday, it's the debut show for Barbara McWiggin. The name of the show is Fight for Life, here on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Barbara, thanks again. I hope you have a great weekend, and I'll look forward to working with you in the future.
God bless you. Yep. Same here. Amen. Thank you, Terry.
Up next, my wife just popped in for the Bible with the Barbers. We'll be right back.